Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome. I'm about to say, go ahead, Miss Tamika.
My bad.
It's all right.
Yeah, I got some nice buttery salty popcorn over here. I got me a glass of wine. I am so ready.
All right now.
How you doing, Miss Ann?
I am doing well. How are you?
I'm excellent. It was an easy, breezy Monday, so I would not complain. But let's go ahead and let's chime into the show for those who don't know who's talking, because I'm not the actual host of the show. I'm back as a guest host tonight. My name is Tamika Newhouse. I'm joining Miss Anna Black here for a special show that we do every year that's dedicated to love, romance, erotic, sex, all that for Valentine's Day. This segment is called Books That Make You Go Ooh. So we're going to be talking with various authors that write where their books may consist of love and romance and erotic, things of that nature. And we're going to throw out and talk about some interesting topics, do some games, some Q&A, things like that. So I'm really excited. What do you think, Ian? What do you think going to happen tonight?
I'm excited, and I'm scared if we're going to get some hot juice, you know, some real hot juice. And my husband ain't home yet, so y'all take it easy on me. My husband will be back the next month, so.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying Chris won't be back next month, so I don't need too much steam. You know, take it easy on me, y'all. Y'all can be yourself, but spare me.
I mean, but can I share some details of things I'm going through? You know, I love to share the love just a little bit.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, we're going to do that in the middle of the show. Don't put me on the spot now. I can't be putting out my business after.
All right, but we're going to dive in, and we have a few authors tonight, and we are excited because this is when we get together and do author things. You know, we get to talk about different point of views and give personal backgrounds and experiences and things like that, kind of get to know a little bit more depth about these romance and erotica writers, especially the erotica writers. I'm down to talk to Imani because I heard her stuff is hot.
I know, right?
Yes. So we're going to open up some lines, and I know we have Miss Carla Brady on the line. I mean, Carla haven't chatted in a while, so I'm definitely ready to talk to Carla because she knows she needs to come back and talk about her sequel and give us an update on what's going on from her her first book, what, Bomb Magnet? So Carla, definitely going to have to come back and hang out with us another time and talk about her new her new book. I think it's called Too Wrong to Be Right or something like that. I don't want to mess it up.
Like
I'm just going to bring Carla on and let her tell us.
I totally agree. Definitely come on and talk to Carla. I know she's going to be definitely fun tonight because she'd be off the chain with some of her response.
I know.
Ask me some questions. I'm going to plead the fifth. No, because she's going to get me in trouble tonight.
Well, Ms. Carlick, if you can hear us, say hello.
Hello.
Hey, Carla.
Hey, how y'all doing?
We are good.
That is fabulous. How you doing, baby?
Well, we're going to say to Carla, welcome back onto the show. Carla is not a stranger to AAMVC Radio. She has hung out with us before, so we are definitely glad to have you back. And I know you have a new release. I know it's probably getting good reviews. I have it on my Kindle. I just haven't read it yet. But you're going to have to come back and visit with us and tell us about that sequel.
Absolutely. Anytime.
So you know what tonight is about, right?
Let me see.
Yeah.
Ms. Carla.
We're talking
you
love
know it's about
romance,
the love.
Right?
Yeah, we're talking about love.
I can't do the erotica, but I could do the love.
You could do the love.
Okay. So you going to be PG-13 tonight?
No, we read it. All right, damn that. We said this show is for mature audience. If you are under 17, you need to leave the room right now because we're going to talk.
Close your ears. Like my mom used to say, close your ears, but you can close your ears. But close your ears, if you are not old enough to listen to some of the things, it's grown folk talk. That's what we say, grown folk talk. So if you're not old enough, please walk away. We are not liable. But we're going to also bring on some of the other artists. We're going to bring all you guys on at once. And what we're going to do is we're going to be talking to some of you guys individually. And then, of course, we're going to talk about your book. And then we're going to jump into some of the nitty-gritty and the fun, interesting questions that I have. And I'm interested to see some of you guys' responses. So let's go ahead and also bring on Imani. Imani Truth, you can hear me. Say hello.
Hello. How are you doing?
Hi, Imani. How are you doing? I'm good.
I'm awesome, Miss Newhouse. And how are you?
I'm calling Miss
Newhouse. Hey, Imani. What's going on, girl?
I'm great.
Well, let's go ahead and also bring on Ms. Rhonda Austin. Ms. Austin, if you can hear me, say hello.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, Rhonda.
Hey, how you doing?
I am great. Tamika, What's going on with you? You trying to find somebody else to bring up?
Yeah, I am. But I don't know who area code 202 is. It's a lot of callers on the line. I don't want to get people confused. I know that let's bring on J.W. Smith, if you can hear me. Say hello.
J.W.
I'm here, baby. I'm here. Hello to me.
J.W.
Hello.
Answer when we call your name.
Hello, ladies. I'm here. How are you ladies doing this evening?
We're good.
We're excellent. Let's see. Air code 202. Let's see who this is. Air code 202.
Hi.
Who is it?
Bring the stove, please.
Who is it?
Who is that?
Brenda.
Oh, okay, Miss Brenda. Gotcha. Okay.
Hey. Okay, Miss Brenda. Is that all? How you guys doing?
We're good. Great. Okay. Let's see. And then we got Miss Carla. Then we have air code 404. You can say your name. 404.
Air code 404.
Okay, they may be listening. I don't know who that is. Okay. And air code 913.
Alrighty.
Did y'all hear?
913.
Is this it? 913? Yeah.
This is area code 913. This is Red Snapper.
Oh, hey. Lord.
Y'all act like y'all don't want to hear Red or something. What's up?
No. Welcome on.
Well, I'm glad that I was able to get in.
Put some pics in your voice. Your voice is too deep. Don't be calling your turn and trying to talk all sexy. No.
Mm-mm. But no, you know, this is Red. You know, I this is what I do. This is how I talk.
Oh, that's what you do? Okay, let me see if I have Ms. Johnson on the line. You can hear me say hello? Sadiqa Johnson? Okay. Somebody call us from a block number 111.
That's probably hello? DV.
DV should be
that
calling?
DV hit.
Yes.
Oh, it's Melody.
Melody! There ain't no DV. Is that DV?
No, DV. I think he's at work. This is Melody, his partner.
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
hey, Melody.
I'm working. I'm sneaking around. I'm working, so I called him. Block.
All right, cool. Well, definitely, we're going to definitely come back to you guys as well to see what you guys' response is going to be to some of our questions. But let's jump back into Ms. Carla Brady. If you can tell me, tell us a little bit about your latest book and how it relates to romance and what makes people go ooh about your book.
My latest release is called Got a Right to Be Wrong, and it is the sequel to The Bum Magnet. And in The Bum Magnet, of course, we had a woman who was very relationship challenged, and she was she had a lot of bad relationships with players and stuff like that. But at the end of the story, she finally, you know, finds who she thinks is the one. So as Got a Right to Be Wrong begins, she's getting ready to get married to the love of her life. But they run into a bit of a snag, and the question then becomes, she knows he's Mr. Right, but can she deal with the fact that he's not Mr. Perfect? And when his fault is the fact that he's had a child that he didn't tell her about by a woman that she hates 1 week before they're supposed to get married, with all her history and all her baggage that she has, of course, her immediate instinct is to run. But, you know, the question is, does she work through that, and do they make it to the aisle, or does she realize that maybe once again it's time to push him aside and move on in a different direction? So that's kind of what the book is about. It's There's a lot of romance in it, of course, but this one has, you know, more family drama and more like that. But at the end of the day, it's really about the love between Sharice and Kevin. And it's actually told in two first-person voices. It's told in Sharice's voice, and it's also told in Kevin's voice. So we get the male perspective of how he deals with her as well, which is kind of nice.
That's
wow.
I'm excited to read this part, too.
I can't wait to read part two also, because part one was like a page turner for me. And I'm like, this Sharice is like, remind me of myself, not just other women. But I have had some bums in my life too. So I was able to relate to Sharice's character.
Yeah, well, you know, the great thing about this book is that we kind of get to see her evolve into a new space. You know, now she's not dealing with her past. Now she's actually got to deal with her present and all this stuff. And the question is, you know, whether she'll let her past affect her future with this man. And, yeah, he made a big mistake, huge, you know. But, you know, in so many ways, he seems like the right guy. So the question is she falling back into those same old patterns again? Is she not seeing, you know, having the rose-colored glasses on and seeing him as someone not? Or is he really the real deal and he just made a mistake? So, yeah. So, I mean, I really like the story because it really does go into her love for him and his love for her. And there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of romance. Unlike the Bum Magnet, there are some sex scenes in this one.
took it up a notch.
Yeah, I cranked it up just a little bit. So people who were like, okay, you got to put something up in there for us. So I did. I put it in there. So there's a little bit of that. There's a little bit of everything. And, of course, the usual drama, and it is a page-turner. It's another page-turner. So once you pick it up, just be prepared to be locked onto it for a while.
Okay. So before we move on real quick, I just want to let everybody that's tuning in know, and all our artists that's online know, how we're going to kind of run the show tonight, because tonight we do have a lot more artists than we normally have, because usually we have maybe 5 artists total for the panel. But since we have so many tonight, what we're going to do is, so everyone has heard, we're going to briefly talk about your works, and we're going to ask the same similar questions, so get your answers ready. So, because it's going to be the same. We want to hear it from every author's point of view. So once we're done with Carla, we're going to move on to our next author. We're going to simply ask the same type of question about your read and things like that and ask our simple questions so everyone can have a chance to be heard. Because normally we would do it as a panel, but since we have so many, we don't want it, a lot of confusion. So if you guys are okay with that, we're going to move on and ask Carla a couple questions. Tamika, do you want to start?
Sure. What you want me to do?
Were you listening?
Okay. So we're gonna bring out our next author now.
What we're gonna do is gonna go ahead and take everybody in order, so everybody can get a chance to speak. Since Carla has already told us about her novel, we're gonna move over to our questions and see what Carla has to say and things like that, and then we'll move over to the next artist so everyone can have the opportunity to speak and give their answers to our questions. That'll make it a little bit similar so we won't have a lot of confusion on the line.
All right, got it. All right, well, Ms. Carla, I want to ask you something. This is, like I said, this is going to be dealing with romance and sex and Valentine's, things of that nature. So I want to give you some PG-13 questions, okay? Because since you're trying to be nice tonight.
All right.
I want to ask you two questions. What is your point of view? Give us your point of view on romance, you know, versus casual sex.
My personal view. See, you're speaking to like the romantic of the romantic.
Right, like the making love and things like that.
Yeah, I
casual.
Am all about the. You know, the candlelight, the moonlit walks on the beach, the
You know, that's me. The casual sex, you know, and you have to remember, I'm of age, you know. I'm in the 40 range now, so, you know, the casual sex thing, you know, once you get past a certain age, that's like, what? Casual? There's nothing casual about sex. So, yes, if I'm choosing one over the other, it's going to be, you know, romance every time. Absolutely. Hopefully
okay.
Romance.
Such a square. Okay, moving next.
I am. No, she didn't.
It's not okay, right. We are individuals.
Right. Okay, but tell me, okay, to you, you're a writer. So I know when you get ready to write your sex scenes and things like that, you want to put a lot of thought into it and make sure that the positions and the descriptions and things come off the way that you want them to put off. But tell me, what is considered porn on paper?
I didn't hear the last part of that.
What is considered to you porn on paper?
Porn on paper? Ooh. Now we can do some touchy territory because, see, I don't write a lot of erotica at all. Me, I'm a humor girl. You know, I'm the romantic comedyist.
Well, I guess coming from like a reader's point of view, then.
From a reader's point of view, though, when you're like, there is a difference between, I think everybody understands there's a difference between erotica and porn, and I think. You can be erotic without being overly detailed about the actual, you know, the member, you know, name stuff. You know what I mean? Like, you can intimate stuff without being ultra specific with the language and harsh with the language. And to me, when you just get really kind of down to the porn language, it's a language thing, you know, because you can have two of the same scenes written. One of them will be ultra tasteful, and they'll both be doing the same thing, but it's all in how you say it, you know. And so for me, I think it comes down just to language and how you set the scene. If they're just if there's no connection between the characters, if this is kind of a perfunctory thing, you know, they're just getting together, going through the motions and stuff, that's not erotic.
Or somebody ringing the doorbell and just bringing the pizza and you want to get them.
Yeah. You know, kind of like the porn movies, you know how it is. Ding dong, you know, I'm here. And then, you know, 2 seconds later, they're on the foyer floor having sex. It's
right.
Like, what happened? How did that happen? You know? But when you have characters that you have built and then you have, you know, you give them a relationship and they have emotions and there's feelings and stuff like that involved in. To me, I mean, if you put it in that light, then it's erotica and there's nothing wrong with that. So.
And then lastly, let us know what makes your book go ooh in your opinion.
Well, two things really, I think, kind of make God, I'd like to be wrong, go, ooh. One, it's just the twists and turns that that the character goes through during it. I mean, I've already had readers call me, telling me I was sitting down reading, and I was going, ooh, oh, no, he didn't. Oh, yes, he did. So, you know, and then people around them will look at them like they're absolutely crazy, you know, talking to the book. So you get a lot of that, but I think what really makes you go ooh is just the relationship between Sharice and Kevin. And despite the difficulties that they are going through at that moment, you can tell there's a lot of love between them. The question is whether they can overcome the difficulties to actually get to the good place, you know, the happy place. And so I think just watching her actually in a love relationship as opposed to dealing with the kind of drama she was in the first book, that's definitely going to make some people go, ooh. And it'll make them go, oh.
Wow.
Well, Well, Ms. Tyler, we're going to go ahead and bring on our next author as well, but please hold on because you want to be able to get your contact information as well and let people know where the book can be bought at, all right?
Absolutely.
All right, next we're going to have a Ms. Rhonda Austin. Rhonda, can you hear me?
Yes, I sure can.
How are you? And again, welcome onto the show.
Thank you. I'm doing great tonight. I'm excited. This is my first radio experience, and I'm enjoying the conversation already. So,
I'm glad to be here. Good.
We have a newbie, so that means I have to be nice,
yes.
Right?
I'm new. This is new to me, so I'm excited.
Well, it's going to be kind of similar to Ms. Carla. We asked the same basic questions. Well, I got a couple different questions for you other than the one Carla asked, because we're going to spice it up a little bit. But first, tell us a little bit about your book and what your book that makes you go ooh is about.
Okay, my book is basically, I'm telling everybody, it's a sexy emotional roller coaster ride. It's a story about a girl who's a single parent. She falls in love with a tall, dark, handsome military man, and she, to herself, she has the dream life. You know, she always wanted to be married. And then he cheats on her, and it turns her world upside down. And in the course of him cheating on her, she meets another man who also is married, and she falls deeply in love with him. So the roller coaster ride is basically with the married man. There's a lot of ups and downs and twists and turns, and she's really in love with both men. And so at the end, she's torn. She doesn't know which way to go.
That sounds like my book.
Oh, Lord.
She's normally not the type of
that
woman.
Sounds
that
like who do I write to?
Yes,
I guess we were thinking the same thing.
Yeah, and I got you.
Oh, yes. And I wanted to also explain how women can get caught up, because we hear a lot of stories of men cheating on their wives and women. And when women cheat on their husbands, they get labeled bad names, and they're not necessarily bad women. You just get caught up in certain situations, and certain things will cause a downfall from there. So I wanted to explain it from a woman's point of view, how those things can happen.
Well, okay. So tell us. Now we're going to get into our questions, our Q&A.
Okay.
Tell us, what is your favorite position?
Woo.
I told you some of these questions are going to be personal.
Hey, sex is my favorite subject, so.
I am with you on that.
Oh, I love it. Okay. My favorite position is missionary, because I like for the man to be on top where we can kiss. I'm a big kisser. So I think missionary would be best for me, because we can kiss, I can hold him, I can caress him, and I can, you know, kind of take control of my movements as well.
Okay, so since you're missing that kiss thing, what is the definition of a good kiss to you?
A good kiss to me is when you can feel, a good kiss to me is when you just lose track of everything. A lot of lip, a lot of tongue, they're holding you, and you just get lost in them. A lot of people are not good kissers, but a good kisser will lose track of everything. You'll lose track of where you are and just everything. You're totally into them.
I agree. And I have another question for you.
Okay.
Actually, I'm going to ask the question that we already asked Carla about. What do you prefer, romance or casual sex?
I'm also in my 40s, and definitely romance is all the way for me.
Boo. I'm sorry.
Wait a minute. Okay, romance to me is the best way to go, because romance to me exudes feeling and emotion, and you have feelings for the person, you put more into it. To me, casual sex is just a temporary fix. So I'd rather have the romance and everything where I'm feeling totally satisfied, mentally, physically, and everything.
I know. Well, after we talk to you, we definitely need to talk to somebody that's not in their 40s, may have a little different opinion about this casual sex thing, because me, you, and Carla, we're on the same fence. We're old people. So
okay.
We want the romance.
I'm 25. I'm 25. I don't even be doing all that. That's boring.
Now, at 40, I can't say that I'm all into the casual sex no more either. So I can relate to Carla and Ms. Rhonda. So I'm on that side. So hopefully we'll talk to somebody else that disagrees or have a different opinion. So, Tamika,
right.
you make sure the next part that we talk to, you ask that question.
Well,
but before we do move on to our next Arthur Rhonda, our last question is, what would make your book go ooh to our readers?
I think I have a lot of twists and turns in this book, but there's a love story. And I think that the relationship between Lance and Risa it's kind of a romantic story, even though it's unconventional because they're both married to different people. I think that the relationship between them and the moments that they do spend with each other, I think that's the part that's going to make people go, ooh, and the different experiences that they experience with each other.
Oh, okay. Well, that sums it up real quick. Well, we're gonna move on to our next author, but do not hang up because before we close out, we definitely want to give out your contact information and how other readers out there can get your books.
All right, we're going to move on to author J.W. Smith. J.W., you can hear and say hello.
Hello.
Hi, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing fine today, Ms. Tamika. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? I'm glad to have you on. We have never had you on AMBP Radio before, and so I'm interested to see if you're going to give a good interview.
The boss don't put me on the spot, huh?
Of course.
Well, you know what? Actually, for you to be on the show is overdue since you are one of Delphine's own. So we should have had you on the show. So we're going to have to change that and make that happen. Right, Ms. Newhouse?
Oh, you the host.
Well, you know what? I don't reach out to my guests, they reach out to me. So what's up with that, JW?
I'm reaching out to you now.
All right.
Don't be doing that on the LJ. They are so unprofessional.
What you
say? Reaching out to you now.
We're going to definitely work on getting you on, JW. But Tamika, go ahead and get to the juice. Get to the good stuff.
Well, JW, tell us about your book, No Love Lost.
Well, No Love Lost is a story of a young man from the neighborhood of Los Angeles that while searching for his sister's killer, he finds God amidst the convoluted areas of them ghettos. So it's kind of different than most urban novels where the character ends up finding God instead of going to jail or getting killed or, you know, something of that nature.
Is this book a reflection of you?
Say that again.
I say, is this book a reflection of you?
It is. Probably, I would say 80% of it is me.
Okay, I'm about to say, because I was like, you can't be the one that went to church. You got the redemption out of it. That can't be you.
Say that again.
Hey.
See, he didn't hear that part, Ann.
I know. And we don't need to be talking about church on this subject here because we're talking about some stuff that can't be discussed in church.
And I understand that. I'm just telling you what my book is about. Hey, you know, see, them seasoned women that are on the line are not used to that casual sex anymore.
Oh, well that's the question then, Mr. JW. Which one do you prefer?
Right.
Casual.
Casual,
see?
We have three romance, one casual. That's the tally.
Men as much
Well, we have 3-2. So what's your reason for casual versus romance, Mr. JW?
Men work off the physical. Women work off emotional. So that's why they can say that's cat.
Not all women. I would say not all women. And then... A man can work out the physical. Let him be approach a woman and get involved with a woman that just wants the physical. Then he wants to change her perception, like it's a challenge. You know, and he don't quite understand, you know, why she just wants sex. Why she, you know. And I think I asked this question. Wait a minute, I got something to say. I think I asked this question on Facebook the other day. I was like, what makes a woman what do you call a woman that just wants to have casual sex? And then a man was like, the man was talking about, oh, that makes her a hoe. And I'm like, and then a guy commented and said, well, if she don't want nothing else, then she a hoe. So then I replied and said, you mean to tell me that if all she wants from you is sex, then she's a hoe? What if you not? What if she don't want a relationship with you? You may not be relationship material. She may not want you like that, boo-boo.
But the sex just might be good.
Right, but she just may want the sex from you, but they don't make her a hoe. They just make you not worthy of her time. That's all that she wants. And I say they got upset, but that's the truth. A female may want that. That's all they want.
Let's clarify right now real quick what the definition of a hoe truly is. My definition of a hoe is someone who actually gets paid to do their duty. She's a hoe. But if you are an adult and you decide to sleep with whomever, whether you are male or female, that's your prerogative. That doesn't make you a hoe. That doesn't make you this. That doesn't make you that. You just a person that decides that you want to sleep with people. That's it. There's no definition for that. You just like to sleep with people, period. You just coochie friendly, you know. You're friendly with it. That's it.
Okay, well, I definitely agree with you. So I don't think females is considered a hoe unless she is actually out there acting like a hoe, which is just bed hopping just for no apparent reason. But just because all she wants from you is sex, don't make her a hoe. I think that the man ego is just bruised because they feel like a female should always want a relationship. But well, you may not be worthy of the relationship. We don't always want that. So I want to speak for all women of all kind and go ahead and put that out there. MC. Okay, go ahead.
So but let's get back to JW, because we do have a lot of personal opinions. Everybody has their own view, and it's okay. Everybody has their own opinion. Right, and it's not no fact or to any of this. It's all about based on everybody's opinion. And you can view people the way you want to view people, but stop judging folks. Worry about your own house. Worry about what you're doing. Stop worrying about other folks.
Mine is the correct one.
No, that's just your opinion. It's okay. It's a great. I agree with you. I agree. I 100% agree with you. But somebody else may not, and it's okay if they feel that way. That's their prerogative. They can feel how they want to feel. But in my opinion, it doesn't make a female a hoe if she doesn't want to be romanced by a guy or be involved with him. If she just wants to sleep with him, that's her prerogative. She can do it if she wants to.
But you know what, JW, I got a question too. Let me ask you about the sleeping over rule. Now, you said that you like casual sex right now. So I imagine there ain't going to be no sleeping over. Explain to us what the sleeping over rule is.
The sleeping over rule is, to me, is don't leave nothing behind.
What?
I don't allow them to leave nothing. I reside alone, so I allow them to come and go. Don't leave nothing behind.
Oh, so that's how I work. Go ahead and tell on yourself.
Oh, so the thing is, JW, let's clarify. You don't mind a sleepover, but don't leave no earrings, don't leave no bracelets, don't need no pantyhose, don't leave your stuff at my house.
That's correct, because you know that's
okay.
What women do. That's what women
on purpose.
Do. Any
See,
other
don't,
women.
Don't nobody want you.
When y'all see me out there, a bunch of you gonna want me.
So tell us, JW, what makes No Love Lost? What makes that book make readers want to go ooh?
It's just the gist of the story. It's just different from most novels, and just like you said, we're not gonna talk about the God thing tonight. But just the gist of the story alone, different. It makes a difference from most stories. And I've read a lot of novels. Most novels are real good. I can applaud a lot of authors, but me, myself, I just think it's much different than most novels, and that's what's going to bring the breakthrough.
Okay. That's what's up. But hang on the line, JW. We want to move on to our next author, which is going to be Miss Imani True, and we're going to come back, JW, and get your contact information and tell listeners how they can get your book. So don't hang up.
All right.
Miss Imani.
Alrighty, Miss Imani. Go ahead, Tamika.
Hello, ladies. How you
Hello.
Doing?
Hello.
Hey, Imani, how you doing? First of all,
Hello.
Welcome back onto the show.
Thank
we
you.
We haven't had you in a while, I don't think. So I definitely want to welcome you back on and congratulate you on your recent release, A Little Something Something. Did I say that right?
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
Well, and first of all, I love the title, A Little Something Something. You know, I thought, I was like, dang, why didn't you think of that? But, hey, you got to the first. You got to the first and give your props. Tell us what A Little Something Something is about.
A Little Something Something is a story about a woman that's been really married for a long time, and during these years that she spent with her husband, a lot of secrets have been kept, a lot of denials. Nobody's telling the truth about anything. And her husband's abusive. He cheats, and she's just put up with it for so long. Finally, she reaches her breaking point, and when she decides she wants to leave, he decides he's finna act a fool.
Oh, not get right, but he gonna act worse.
He gonna act a fool, and that just brings out the worst in her because she's been docile, she's been peaceful the whole marriage, and when she tries to break free of him, he decides he's gonna show out, and she moves on with her life. And her first job after her marriage, she is attracted to this woman, and she never knew she felt like that. And so for her, she's dealing with some denial. And the husband wants her back. This woman is trying to get with her, and she's like, I can't feel this. I can't do this right now. And, you know, twists and turns and trials, and the husband stalks her, and this woman helps her get rid of her husband.
Ooh, that sounds interesting. Wait. Like, get rid of him, like, as in putting him in the ground, or they kidnap him. Is there some murder going on in this book?
Just making sure he's out of the way, but, you know, there is some crime and some secrets come out that people have been doing things that nobody knows about, and she finally helps her get this husband in her past because she doesn't want him around. He's causing too much drama and denial. I mean, we got one person that's hiding something, the husband. Fatima, the ex-wife, she's going to have to handle something, and then the new female boss is trying to get something, so...
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now that sounds interesting. That's something that I hope you ladies out there, you readers, are listening, that y'all want to go out and get that book. Now let's start on our questions. So,
yes, ma'am.
Tamika, do you want to ask the first question or shall I? Because I want to ask something a little different.
Okay, let me see. Okay, let me ask you this. You're known for writing erotica, and you recently won an African American Literary Award for Strawberry Stilettos and Steam as well. What category was that? Was that for
Strawberry Stilettos and Steam? Yeah, erotica.
Gotcha.
And she also won for Between the Sheets. Hello.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Oh,
all
that's right.
Right.
Yeah, I had a story in there too.
Okay, so tell us, Imani, to you, what makes an erotic scene in a book hot?
Huh, an erotic scene. Well, I think there are some emotions involved, but I think the people don't have as much feeling as they just really want to get it in. So not very romantic. They just want to get it in. I think you set the scene with visually. You want to put your reader in the room, like they're the ones that's being seduced. You want them to picture the room, the what's going on. Dialogue is very important, and just really just lustful feelings, as opposed to the, you know, the smoother candlelight, make love type of stuff. There may be some of that, but a lot of that, it's not as in the background as it is in romance. So a lot of it is just right in your face. This is what we're doing. This is how I feel. This is what I like. Give me more of it kind of attitude.
Well, can I ask the question? I have a different question
ma'am.
That we didn't actually didn't come up with.
Okay.
Okay. Do you prefer cuddling, or do you want to just get to leave?
Get to leave.
Oh, get up and leave, not you, Tamika.
Go ahead, Imani. My bad.
It depends. It depends because I've been married, and so I think it depends on the mood and my attachment to the person.
Right.
Sometimes I want to cuddle, and sometimes I just want to do what we do, and please take your stuff and just go.
So it just
depends. There's no hard, fast rule. Depends on the person, the attachment, and basically what we got together for. Sometimes you get together to spend a bunch of time with people, and honestly, sometimes you don't.
Right. All right.
and I'm past 40, so I've had the casual sex phase and, you know, the married phase with the monogamy, and I'm approaching my 50s very closely, and so I'm at a point where it depends on what I'm feeling at the moment.
Mm. Wow, okay.
Okay, I like that.
I understand.
Let me ask Imani one more question. Imani, tell us, in your opinion, what makes your readers go ooh when they read your book?
Well, I think I have a combination of really intimate scenes between a husband and a wife, you know, because the marriage isn't all bad, no marriage is. So they have their scenes where they're really intimate and they're really close, and so you get your romance fix out of that, you know, that she really loves him, he really loves her, he's just expressing his love the wrong way, but they are romantic at times. And so you're going to say, ooh, with that. But with her, the first time she laid eyes on this woman, she was beside herself. She just didn't know what happened. Her world just fell apart. And she's like, oh, my God. And so people are going to be like, okay. And she never admitted that she felt that before, or maybe she never felt it before. But this woman just smacked her upside the head, and her world just crumbled from that point. So you're really going to say, ooh, about that. And then there's some twists and turns in there where Miss Goody Two Shoes is really going to flip the script on this man, and you're going to be like, ooh, is this the same woman that was docile and quiet in the beginning? Because she about to go for hers, and so you're really going to feel like, ooh, okay. So she's going to get vindicated at the end, and you're going to say, ooh, about that, you know?
Well, make sure you hang on the line with us, Imani. We're going to get some contact information in a minute. We're going to move on to our final author, I believe, Miss Brenda, and then we're going to talk to Melody and Mr. Red Snapper really quick to get some of their feedback on our questions for tonight. Brenda, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
How are you?
Hi. Hey, everybody. How you
again,
doing?
Welcome on to
the
show.
Got a little cold, but I'm okay.
Oh, okay. It's been cold here in Texas for some reason. I don't like that.
I know. Yeah. I feel the same thing. I keep reminding myself it's winter.
Oh. But. So, tell us your book title and tell us a little bit about your book.
The title of my book is actually All My Queen's Men, Chronicles of Love. And it's actually a six-book series. The Chronicles of Love encompasses all six books. And the title, mine is spelled M-Y-E, and people think I can't spell. But actually, the lead character's name is My Queen. Actually, it's My Beloved Queen. And she's a... And the book starts off, she's a pre-medical student. She has a life all together. She's actually been with her junior high school sweetheart, let's say, and she finds out that he's named in a paternity suit. He's actually a superstar football player who is definitely going to the NFL. But that, none of that impresses her. She's hurt by the betrayal, so she leaves college her senior year and moves to a college in Atlanta where she meets the quarterback of that college's football team, who's actually also going to the NFL. And right before, as soon as she meets him, he asks out on a date, and they're into the casual sex thing, so they do the casual sex thing. And then the next day, she finds out that the boyfriend she left in Maryland has actually transferred colleges. He's the love of her life, and she's the love of his, and he wasn't going to lose her over another casual sex thing. So he changed colleges, gave up his scholarship, came to the college where she was, and actually gets a walk onto that team. And so then she finds herself with not just two men who she's, and very, very sexy, soon to be very wealthy men that are vying for attention. But the quarterback of the new college, his roommate and best friend is actually very much taken by her, and he's actually going to the NFL. He's actually a receiver. So she finds herself surrounded by all of this dark chocolate, very rich chocolate, and so thus she struggles with that. But then a tragedy happens and throws her whole life into a tailspin. She's facing a gun with bullets flying at her at 22 years old. Nothing hits her, and then her life kind of just changed, and her perspective on finding love and being in relationship all changed, and she starts to use sex as a means of coping with things, which puts on a downward spiral, and she can't decide between the love of her life or what's really motivating her hormones at the time. So that's a six-part series, and in the end, she does finally find love, but it's a very unexpected love.
Now that was a lot of information. I'm sitting here listening, and I'm like, wait a minute. Now, does this all go on through the entire six series? Please tell me that it's not all in one book.
No, ma'am, it's actually six books, and for some reason, I actually started writing for fun, and I just kept writing and kept writing for basically myself and my friends, and they're like, well, you really need to do something with these. And so by the time it was all said and done, six books were written, so all six books came out at the same time, which is kind of unusual. Usually you'll write a novel, and then people will say, well, what happens next? Well, that did happen, what happened next, but it was from my friends that asked me that, so I just kept writing. So now all six books are actually ready and are on sale.
Now that's a lot of sex going on.
Oh,
so,
you have no idea.
So I'm going to ask you.
It's actually a romantic comedy, but there's, you know, a lot of sex scenes and stuff like that because we're talking about young people who are, she's actually becomes an internal medicine doctor, and she does date a couple of doctors along the way, and so you're talking about young people with money and problems, and there's going to be a lot of sex. So
we're not going to ask, now, obviously your character is promiscuous. And she loves sex. We're going to ask from your point of view. Or you personally.
She's not really promiscuous. She juggles three men at one time, but only two have sex. So
yeah,
she's not like doing, sleeping with different men. If she's hung up between two men that she can't decide upon, and she can't stay out of either one of their beds. So it's not like she'll meet somebody at a bar and sleep with them. She's not promiscuous at all. She just cannot decide which flavor she likes the best.
So what is for you as a person individually, what is the difference between love and lust in your opinion?
I mean, there's a big difference between love and lust. Lust is actually a greed. It's something that you want and you gotta have. Love is actually a total different feeling. It's something that you need. Lust is really something you want. So if I lust over something after I get that, do I necessarily want it anymore? Not really. I may not want it. But if you love something, that can endure time. Where lust can be over in 10 humps, basically.
Okay. All right. So what makes an erotic scene hot for you in a book?
If you feel something. I don't like to say it.
If you're feeling something when you read it, you mean?
Yeah, if it makes you feel something when you read it, not like that kind of something make you go, ooh. But if you're just describing what's happening in a sex scene, like it's a tough training film, no, you know. It has to be sensual. That's the difference between being sensual and being mechanical. He put this here and then touch her right breast. No, you know. It has to stimulate your senses.
Okay. I understand that. I get it. My final question is, what about your book? What makes readers go, ooh?
Other than what I told you, she basically has about five men who are extremely handsome, extremely well-built, and extremely rich, who do everything in their power and within their means and monies to woo her, and they all sexually please her. So that'll make you go woo right there. But then she goes through different things, and in the end, she loses almost everything, but she gets the one thing she wanted, and that was a love of her own, a true love. So that makes you go, ooh.
Oh.
Well,
we're
going
to
on that note, Ms. Brenda, we're going to open up some of the lines to some of our guests and see what they have to say. I know that we have Ms. Melody on the line of Naughty Ink Press, Mr. Red Snapper of his show Word Sexy. And I think that we also have BB Hint. Somebody not so important, but we'll go ahead and let him on anyway. If you guys say hello, welcome on to the show.
Hi. Hello.
How are you doing?
This is Melody.
Okay, we got to go. We're going to call out our names then. Melody, you go first, since you're the woman.
Okay.
Hey. Hello.
Oh, hello. Yes.
This is Red.
Okay.
I understand you want to let the lady go first, but I got like 3 minutes before I have to do my own show, so I just wanted to say
okay.
I thank you all for all the stuff I've heard so far, and it's great, and I just enjoy the literary game itself anyway, and I love all the things, and I just enjoy, sex, and some of the questions you asked about the sex and all that stuff, casual, whatever. I mean, I agree. I guess, I don't know if I'm the oldest, but I'm 50, so... to me, it's casual. I've been married a couple of times, so I've been that route and done that. But my thing is, I don't know if it's an age thing or whatever it is. I just think it's what you need at the time. So right now, for me, it's just casual, and I always make that known to the person so that they understand what they're getting involved in before they get involved. So the main thing is not playing games with people and just being real with them. So that's the thing.
Okay.
And there are women.
And I know you have to go, but real quick, Red, what about that sleepover theory? Do you let women sleep over?
Yeah, they can sleep over, but if they leave something and they come back looking for it, it's gone. I'm going to be like, you didn't leave it. What you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about. You didn't have nothing over here.
You go throw it away.
That's what you do. You don't be worried about them leaving them. You just clean your house and throw the shit out. That's all you do.
All right. Well,
so
we know you
got to
go. Thank you for hanging out with us.
All right.
Bye-bye. Well, we got to move over to Melody. I'm glad Red brought that up. Red said he going to throw it away. Miss Melody.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good. I got the opportunity to sneak away tonight to listen to the shows, and I know you guys do this every year, and I think it's cool. I think just with a lot of the way people are being able to write, it's just great to have so many more writers and so many more points of view that are expressed. And I enjoy myself so far. So,
well, do you have any comments on the questions we asked? Do you have a different opinion that we didn't hear?
Well, about the romance or the there's a few. It's like the lust and love. Hold on 1 second.
Okay. Did she just put us on hold on our show?
Yeah, I think she was in a drive-thru or something. She's trying to get something to eat.
Oh, my God. So, DV, are you on the line?
Sorry. Hello?
Oh, she's back.
I'm sorry.
Don't you ever put us on hold on our show.
I was like, I'm sorry.
It's okay, Melody. Go ahead.
About the lust and love, what I wanted to say was... I think that it doesn't necessarily have to be one or the other. I think that one can fuel enough interest. You can have a lust turn into love. You could have a lust fuel passion in a relationship. I don't think it's bad to lust after somebody that you happen to love or may fall in love with. I think that we, especially in erotica and in romance, we tend to, get boxes out and just start putting stuff, and it can only be categorized as this, and it can only be categorized as this. And so after a while, people just have a hard time expressing what they like, and I think that people stop putting everything in boxes, you would, you know, find a lot of people are a lot alike and a lot of the same things, you know, especially when it comes to even reading. I know, you know, with self-publishing, there's a lot of erotica infused into non-erotic topics, I guess you will. We do it a lot. And we put sex into storylines that may necessarily be categorized as erotica specifically. So, you know, I do appreciate the platform, you know, and to be able to say, yeah, I don't think porn on page, you know, it's not what we do. I'm not impressed, but I think it exists. I think that it's misconstrued as
right.
erotica, and it is given a bad label. And I guess one of the reasons we continue doing things and writing and just pushing an envelope is that reason. It's because it's a lot of talented people on Facebook and who do like erotica, and it's not a bad thing, you know.
Right. So it's like, and it's all to a personal preference. Some people don't read erotica. Some people only read Christian fiction. Some people don't like a romance. They only read science fiction. So it's all into the individual, what you prefer to read. I'm out for anything. I like the dirty books, and I like the not-so-dirty books. So I like it either way.
Yep,
I'm
totally.
I think we have one more Arthur on the line, Mr. DV. He wasn't a guest, but I think he's tuning in. DV, are you there? Do you want to comment? I guess he's not. Okay. Well, we're going to go ahead and close all of our private lines. Melanie, we do thank you for hanging out with us and
coming on
and commenting. You're still welcome to hang on to the show because we're not done yet. We're going to just open up the lines and get some contact information from our guest, and then we're going to talk a little bit to Ms. Tamika Newhouse about her new up-and-coming novel, Kisses Don't Lie, and we're going to touch a little bit on my latest novel, Who Do I Run To?, and we're going to talk about how our books make people go ooh and ask each other some of the same questions. So I believe Carla was our first initial guest to speak. Carla, let's get the line open. Tamika, do you have Carla's line open?
No, I think
I got it open now. Carla, can you hear
me? Hello.
Hey, Ms. Carla, we're going to go ahead and finish up so you guys can go ahead and start dropping off the line if you like. So you can, because we know we had a long show. It was an hour and a half tonight. So we want to go ahead and let you give your closing remarks and give your contact information and let listeners know how they can contact you and how they can get your books.
Okay, great. Okay, so first, my contact information. My headquarters is pretty much my website, which is www.authorklbrady.com. And then I'm also on Facebook all the time, which is KL Brady. You can look me up by my name, KL Brady. And then on Twitter, I'm CarlaB27. And my book is now available in stores, Walmart, Target, Books a Million, Barnes & Noble, and it's also available online. Barnes, of course, the online retailers, BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon.com. It's available everywhere, and so I really hope, you know, everybody will pick up a copy because I believe they will truly enjoy this. And what I also want to add just quickly is that even if you haven't read The Bum Magnet, you could read this and you wouldn't be completely lost.
I was going to ask you that. Like, could A Right to Be Wrong, could it be okay as a standalone if they don't read the first novel? But
yeah,
I do honestly recommend you guys do because that book is not only romantic, it's hilarious, it is entertaining, it is a page-turner, I'm telling you. So I do recommend you guys to read them in order because I haven't read the sequel yet, but you're going to miss out if you don't read The Bum Magnet. I love that book.
Yeah, so what I tell people is if you have read The Bum Magnet, when you get into Got a Right to Be Wrong, your emotional connection to the character and the story is immediate, so you're gonna be one of those people that's going, oh my God, no, he didn't. What did he do? Oh my goodness! You'll be talking to the book the whole time. So
I believe because I was doing that with part one.
Yep. So I do recommend reading both, but if you only want to get one and you want to get the current one out, you can definitely read it and not be lost. So.
Well, we thank you so much, Ms. K.L. Brady, Ms. Carla Brady, for joining us tonight and hanging out with us during this segment. You are still welcome to hang on the line, or you can go ahead and drop off if you like, because I know we've been here a long time. We're going to move on to Ms. Rhonda. So Ms. Rhonda can also give her contact information, closing statement, and where can readers get your book?
Okay, you can, let's see, readers can follow me at Twitter under Author Rhonda, number 4 in the letter U. I'm also on Facebook, just simply listed under Author Rhonda, and that's R-H-O-N-D-A. My books are available through Barnes & Noble's, Books A Million, and Amazon.com. And basically, I just hope to continue writing stories that women can relate to and being the sounding board for things that women are going through in the dating world right now, and just hopefully being able to share stories that everybody can relate to.
Okay, now also repeat your title again.
It's Married to a Married Man. And also, if you want to personally email me, you can email me at rosettasbooks@yahoo.com.
Okay, and are you? When did that book actually come out?
Wednesday. So it has.
Oh, it just came out. It's a new release. So y'all make sure y'all check her out, you guys. Make sure y'all check her out. Well, again, thank you so much, Ms. Rhonda, for hanging out with us tonight. And you're welcome to hang on the line if you like. If you want to drop off, that's fine, because we're going to close up the show after we get some more contact information. Next, we have Ms. Imani True. Ms. Imani.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, we want the same thing from you, your closing statement. Let us know where we can get the book and things like that.
Contact information. I'm Author Imani True on Facebook. I'm Author Imani True on Twitter as well. My blog is Truerotica, T-R-U-E-R-O-T-I-C-A, .blogspot.com. The book released today, so it's available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Barnes & Noble stores. It'll debut this Saturday at our local store here in Las Vegas. And NCM Publishing website will have it, and eventually we'll carry it on our website as well. My email is imanitrue@hotmail.com. And I'm hoping everybody will check this title out. It's a different kind of read. I do have some erotic, erotic driving the story, but it's also my first venture into crime dramas. I'm a criminal investigator, and so we got some crimes going on and some investigations in the background, and I think it'll be something different. I tried to mix the two genres, and so I'm really excited about that. That's what I know. That's what I work at, so I'm really hoping everybody will just delve into this story and follow Fatima, Malcolm, and Siomara.
All righty. Well, we thank you so much, Ms. Imani, for joining us tonight. We're going to move on to Mr. J.W. Mr. J.W., if you would like, please give us your closing statements and your contact information. Tell our listeners how they can get your book. J.W., are you there?
You know what? I think he lost contact with it because JW is actually on the road.
Okay.
So let me give out his contact information. For those who want to find out more about JW Smith, you can go to DelphinePublications.com or ArthurJWSmith.com. Follow him on Twitter because he's actually currently on a book tour, and he's tweeting his travels and stuff like that. So follow him on Twitter at JWSmith_Arthur. And No Love Lost is actually in stores everywhere. You can go to Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, things of that nature, you'll be able to get the book.
Oh, okay. And last but not least of our guests was Miss Brenda Small. Miss Brenda, can you hear us?
Sure can. You can reach me. Hi.
Hi.
I'm a policeman. Hey. All My Greensmen is available Amazon, Barnes & Noble, pretty much anywhere, ebook, If you want the print copy, you can go to lulu.com. If someone wants to reach me, they can reach me at my email, brendastokeslee@gmail.com, and I will send them a free coupon to get the first book free. And you can also hit me up on Twitter or Facebook under Brenda Stokes Lee.
Wow. Well, we thank you so much for hanging out with us and joining us on book that makes you go ooh segment. We love this segment, and we're happy to have some new authors to join us tonight, because a lot of authors that came on tonight were authors that had never been on the show before. So we were had a good time with that. So we're going to move on to Ms. Tamika Newhouse.
Yes, ma'am.
Which is actually our founder of AAMVC. If it weren't for Ms. Tamika Newhouse, we wouldn't be on air. But she started this whole thing to help authors like myself to get some publicity and get noticed and be heard. So we want to thank her for that first. And we're going to talk about her book that is going to make you go ooh, that's coming up this year, called Kisses Don't Lie. So let's get inside that book, Ms. Tamika. Tell us about that book.
Well, Kisses Don't Lie, that is a spinoff of my first novel, The Open No-No, and its two counterparts. I bring in new characters, Kylie and Brittany. Both of them are sisters. They both originate, again, from the city of Fort Worth, as I said. It's a spinoff from The Open No-No. So you get characters that are from my original three-part series are going to be coming into this book. Hence, Michael, who was one of the main characters in The Ultimate No-No and The Ultimate Moment, No Regrets, and Will Love Ever Know Me. He has a lead role in this book.
Yay!
This is all my name. Oh, shut up.
I like name. Michael, girl. Nietzsche was the one that I wanted to choke, but I liked Michael.
That's what everybody kept saying. So I was like, okay, well, let me bring Michael back. And I also referenced some other characters so that she can get an idea on what everybody else is up to. And I will, in my future books, I'm going to be doing that as well, too, because so many people are still drawn to The Open No-No. They don't want to let it go. They even want a fourth part, so who knows. But in Kisses Don't Lie, you have a woman that was in love with a guy back in high school. They promised each other after they graduated college they were going to get back together. But when she left, she ended up doing something that was very detrimental to their future, and she didn't want to face the truth or even let him know what the truth was. So therefore, she just fell off the face of the earth. A decade later, she's very successful. She's living in Washington, D.C. now, and she's going to make a random trip home. She doesn't even go home much. And on her way home, she is faced with her past. And the book also referenced kisses. I put a lot of emphasis on kisses, and it's going to, a lot of twists and turns is going to happen. It's going to evolve around kisses, because to me, kissing is the most intimate way of showing somebody affection versus sex. So with Kisses Don't Lie, you get a lot more drama, you get sex, you get scandals, you get everything that I'm really pretty much good at. So I'm really excited about Kisses Don't Lie. It should actually be on Kindle probably at the end of this week or early next week, and then be in the stores on March 19th. And if you're in Atlanta, if anybody's in the Atlanta area, make sure you contact me, because we're doing a book launch in Atlanta for Kisses Don't Lie that I'm really excited about. So, yeah, that's Kisses Don't Lie.
Oh. Discussion earlier about some of the questions you were throwing your answers out to from our love questions, but I have another question that's not on the paper. And since we're talking about love, I want to know, do you think love can help you make it through the most traumatic parts in a relationship? Like, you think love can be just that strong where you can forgive somebody even though they just done you wrong?
Now, what the hell you got to ask me that question?
We're talking about love. This is the month of love. We don't know how strong love can be sometimes.
Right. Love is work. Love is a job, I'll tell you that. It's good to be in love, but it's not. Sometimes it's not easy to be in love either. So can love help you forgive and help you survive? Definitely. But also know that love is blind, too. So although you may be forgiven and things like that, sometimes it blinds you from the truth, and, you know, and you know, it helps you make the wrong decision, because love definitely is blind. So can it help you make it and forgive that person? Yes. It may or may not be the right decision. Who knows? But every situation is totally different. So you can't just kind of give like a yes or no or that. It, you know, it depends on the situation. So that's my answer, and I'm sticking to it.
Okay, well, to that question, then I will let you move on to me from that question. Even though, like, if a person forgives somebody in your relationship, do you think it's ever possible for love to make you get back to where you were, or that the situation is going to always just be jacked up?
If there's no forgiveness in your heart and, you know, if you can't learn from that situation, that relationship is definitely doomed. Until there's forgiveness and then trust and, you know, things of that nature, is always an open door of communication, that relationship is going to be doomed. You know, so if you don't have that, don't even try it. Don't even knock it. You know, it's best to just to say goodbye and be friends at the end of the day versus trying to stick it out and you know you don't trust him and you know you don't trust her and you still holding a grudge for what he did and every time they do something, you throw it back in their face. No. So if you can't do that, if you can't forgive and forget or, you know, at least learn from these mistakes that you guys are making, then don't even attempt to do it.
All right. See, we just have to address that because love is deeper than just a heart candy and a candle. Love is some serious stuff, and a lot of people take love for granted. And a lot of people mess up sometimes with the person that loves them, and then they expect for somebody to say, oh, okay, but if you love me, you wouldn't do things to hurt me. So love is really deep.
I agree. You said that. Well, Miss Ann, let me flip it back on you. You have Who Do I Run To? Out, and you also have Now You Want to Come Back To that's out as well. Tell us about Who Do I Run To? What is that book about?
Who Do I Run To is about a young woman named Janice who finds herself being in a relationship with a married man for 5 long years. She actually fell in love with this man before she even knew that he was married with 2 kids. And after she found out, she tried to break up with him, but her feelings were so strong, she let him convince her to stay with him another year. And his promise was, if we last more than a year, I'm going to leave my wife and be with you. Needless to say, that didn't happen. So after 5 long years of being his mistress, she ends up meeting a new guy, Mr. Isaiah, who actually comes in and, like, kind of sweeps her off her feet and tries to show her how good love can be when you're not loving somebody else's man. So it gets her in a situation where she's digging both, and she wants to move on kind of more so than stay, but the lover decides to leave his wife. So now it's like all hell done broke loose because the lover wants to leave the wife now, and the mistress wants to leave him, and then the wife is crazy. So it's just a romantic roller coaster between Janice, Isaiah, and KP.
And you know what? You know, first, it's doing really good, I would say. Tell us what have people been saying about Who Do I Run To? And what makes it go ooh?
What makes it go ooh? Because I find that readers are rooting for both the characters. Some people, when I first introduced this character, KP, was the married man, people thought he was a scum of the earth. But then after they get to know KP and know his real situation with his wife at home, they kind of feel like, okay, now they're rooting for KP. You know, of course, everybody's on Team Isaiah because they didn't know the type of man that KP was. So a lot of my readers find themselves torn between the two, just like Janice. So one minute they're rooting for Isaiah, well, next minute they're rooting for KP. So it ends kind of with a twist, and I think it ended what people expected to go another way. So, that's what makes them go, ooh, like, what? I know she didn't let her end up with him. So that's the ooh, because people weren't expecting that ending, I don't think.
No, let me ask you as far as I'm going to ask you a couple of these intimate and sexual type questions.
Nobody
else got to ask. Do you think that oral sex is a must in a relationship?
I believe that it is a must for those who like it. I don't think that if you like it and you know you like it, don't mess with nobody that don't want to do it because it's going to go wrong. You're going to find yourself cheating, trying to find that feeling that you can't get at home. So I think if you are into oral sex, you need to be looking for somebody that's into that with you. If you're not, look for somebody that's not because it's going to be a big clash because it ain't like being with somebody that you want to get it from and they ain't going to do it because sometimes they don't change their mind. So I think it's a must for some, and if it is for you, find that person that likes it just as much as you do. But if it's not, find somebody that don't care for it. That way, I think the relationship has a better chance.
Gotcha. I agree. That's a good answer. And then let me also ask you this. I know Valentine's Day is coming up and things like that, but what is your opinion on giving gifts just because?
Just because it doesn't have to be a holiday, you mean, or
right.
a special day?
Right.
I think that giving gifts just because is very thoughtful. If you can afford to, because everybody money ain't right. So I don't fault nobody that don't do just because gifts. But if your money right and you can afford it, hey, just because gifts are great because it just lets that person know what a gesture that you're thinking about them or you think they're special. But if your man kind of po, don't be mad at him because he can't give you those just because gifts. But if the person doesn't mean that they care any less about you either. Everybody's mind just don't operate the same. Some people are romantics, some people are just not.
Right. Well, that's all my little questions. Let people know where they can, of course, find you and your books and things like that and all that.
And you first, because I'm going to go ahead and close out. And so you first, let us know where they can get your books and where they can find your books. And let them know which book is also available at Walmart. Because Tamika doesn't only have one book. She has, like, around 5 or 6 books out already. So you first, and then I'll tell mine and close out the show.
Well, all of my books can be found at Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com as well as DelphinePublications.com. And then The Ultimate No-No can be found at Walmart and Books A Million as well. And if you can also request for follow-ups as well and for Inside Books A Million and Walmart as well. And also on all e-readers, Kindles, and things of that nature, follow me on Twitter at Tamika Newhouse, Facebook me at Tamika Newhouse. My website is TamikaNewhouse.com. And again, all of my itinerary and my events and things is listed on my website, on my Facebook, and on my Twitter. I'm definitely good at posting my events. So definitely make sure you guys go check it out. And
we
I really enjoyed books this year's Books to Make You Go Ooh, and I'm really looking forward to next year's Books to Make You Go Ooh. And also on this note, too, on some news, I want people to go out and check out our upcoming sponsored event, the Baltimore Urban Book Festival, is going to be May 6, 2012. It's going to be in Baltimore, Maryland. That is a Sunday. It's an all-day event. So make sure you go to BaltimoreUrbanBookFestival.com and look at the event information. We all sold out a table, so if you're an author and you were trying to get a table, you waited too long. I always stress to get your tables early because now all the tables are sold out. We are doing a wait list because sometimes people do drop out, but so make sure you go on there and you look at all the information. If you want to come out, definitely come on out. Again, I had so much fun. Thank you, Ms. Ann. And have a good night.
Welcome, Ms. You too. Well, we were joined by several authors tonight. I don't want to forget anybody's names, but if I do, I do apologize. We were joined by Ms. Carla Brady, Ms. Imani True, Ms. Brenda Small, and also Rhonda Austin, and we had J.W. Smith, and Ms. Tamika Newhouse, and we had a couple guest appearances by Mr. Red Snapper, one of our good friends, and Ms. Melody. We also had, I think I'm forgetting somebody. If I did forget somebody, I'm so sorry. But for also for my books, my current books are out. Now You Want to Come Back Part 2 just released in January on Kindle, and we just talked about my book, Who Do I Run To? You can also get my books at www.delphinepublications.com, also on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and you can order my book normally at any store. If you're in a clean area where I live, you can also get my books at Hastings Bookstore that's near Walmart off of Lowe's Boulevard. They also carry my books. Just to let everybody know that we will be back not on tomorrow because tomorrow is Valentine's Day, so we won't return until Thursday. And so I hope you guys listen in. I want to thank all of my guests for joining me tonight and for making our fourth segment of books that make you go, ooh. I believe it's the fourth. Either the third or the fourth. But we thank all of our authors for hanging out with us tonight and coming onto the show and sharing their weeds. If you get a chance to let someone else know to listen in to our show, we air every Tuesday and Thursday at 7 p.m., so spread the word. And if you want any information about any of these authors, again, if you missed something, our shows are also archived at our website. So just type in NBC Radio, just Google it, and we should come up. But other than that, you guys have a great night, and we'll see you back here on Thursday.
Everyone falls in love sometimes. Sometimes it's wrong, and sometimes it's right. For every win, someone must fail. But there comes a point when we
you.